has been pretty impressive, the questions and the level of BS coming out of the press secretary, who I think is a likable person, and when she's able to tell the truth, she does a great job. God, the first 4 months, they didn't lie about anything. It was like on another planet. It was way better than the first administration. And then she started BSing because she's loyal. And then now it's like just total truth. Yes, Israel's trying to keep us in the war, manipulating us. Yes, damning evidence of China stealing our election, you know, coming up tonight. Well, the president's not lying when the Pentagon says we did bomb the girls' school. He just doesn't believe our military can make a mistake. I mean, it's like it's admitted they did it, and he still says they didn't, and that is beyond gaslighting. And she says, well, he just doesn't want to admit our military can ever make a mistake. Isn't that good of him? This is bending over backwards like we're in Jim Jones' cult about to drink Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. Syrian girls joining us to talk about this out-of-control escalation that just gets worse and worse. And a lot of Americans watch the Middle East like it's Mars or, you know, another planet, and it's not. It's only, you know, 8,000 miles away. And it is destroying the economy. It's destroying our name. It's killing a bunch of innocent people. But I got to tell you, the good news is everybody I talk to on the street, I mean 90%, and I'm talking about former Trump supporters, over 90% are against this war. They're still like, what do we do? The Democrats are over there, and they're bad, but these wars are so dangerous and killing the economy, it kind of outweighs. So we're damned we do, we damned we don't. It's like we got a bunch of hyenas that the Democrats want to eat us, and then you got Trump over here. It's a bunch of, you know, saltwater crocodiles that are going to eat us. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's just, I guess, just choose your poison. So that's all coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the deep dive. She's a great researcher. Almost really going on these weaponized ticks in the fourth hour of the poison shots. And more than the war room, Harrison Smith always does a great job, but man, he just gets better and better, knocking it out of the park. Some people tune in and say, man, it's depressing, Harrison, or my show. No, you need to know the problems, admit them, so you can fix them. It's like if you're driving down the road and your car starts overheating, and then you notice the gauge says that you don't have enough radiator fluid. You could say, oh, I'm being negative, the gauge is being negative, there's not enough radiator fluid. No, you just pull over at a Pep Boys or O'Reilly's or, you know, maybe you got some at home, you go home and you go get the radiator fluid. Now, maybe you notice there's a leak in the radiator. Oh, gosh, that sucks. You get the car home, you know, call a repair place, get a tow truck to come get it, or if you can drive it to the place not too far, you get it there. That's not negative. It's admitting. It's like I've bit into a potato last year, and there was a rock in it. You know, you can grow a rock inside a potato. I baked a potato, bit into it, crunch. One of my teeth, like, side broke off. I'd go, ooh, negative, negative. I admitted I had a broken tooth. Got up in the morning, called the dentist, and you get me in? Yeah, I'll get you in like 4 o'clock today. Drove over and fixed the tooth. It's like 30 minutes. You have to admit the problems you have to fix them. Hiding under a rock. Trump's like, don't be a panicking. Forget about Epstein. Forget about the wars. Forget. He told Tucker Carlson the last time they talked, like 3 months ago, right before the war started. He said, everything I do ends up working out. You just don't worry about this. Tucker, about a week into it, says it's going to destroy you and it's destroy us. Joe Kent quits a week later. Everything he said came true. Trump's not apologized to Joe Kent. He's not done any of that. Well, where is my apology? And look, I got thick skin. I actually think it's funny he called me low IQ and burnout and stupid. I love that. It's hilarious. And there have been times when I've been burnout. Trump, I can look at you, buddy, and say, you're burnout. You need to rest some. But I love it, you know, because people then are like, oh, Alex isn't with this war. Alex isn't with the Epstein cover-up. Alex isn't MAGA. Well, I've been saying that for about a year because I don't want to be associated with what you've become. So thank you. And then like the neocons are like, ah, ha, ha, you're not in the cool club. Yeah, I'm not at the Epstein-Howard Ludnick table. I was not at the table, and I am very thankful that Trump says I'm not at the table. I'm trying to get him back on track as much as I can. That's my moral responsibility. But with Trump? No, I'm not with Trump. We'll be right back with Syrian Girl, the press conference, and more. Tomorrow's news today, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShipStore.com.
Fortune tanto vorrà, sì, la tipo socelis, fortu amici vorrà, su tra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Susli is our guest. He was just on with us last week. I've been interviewing her for since the Syrian war started like 15, 16 years ago. Known as Syrian Girl, is a Syrian Australian political commentator and YouTube personality who's gotten billions of views, born in Damascus. She moved to Australia as a child and holds a degree in biophysics and chemistry from the University of Western Australia. She is now a doctor of chemistry, active since 2011, Arab Spring, run by Obama and the globalists. She produces videos and social media content focusing on the globalist war of world domination. Susli has contributed to outlets, you name it. And she's on X at Partisan Girl and on Telegram at Syrian Girl Partisan. And I want to just get her boil down and breakdown of what's happening and obviously play a clip that I played at the beginning of the show that I'm going to air again. It's clip 33. This is Trump talking about the leader of Al-Qaeda. He was the leader of it, you know, the guy that they said was the leader, the most popular, who over 2 years ago, Turkey, working with NATO and Israel, installed. Israel gave them field hospitals, supported it all, air support. And back then, the media would say it wasn't true, even though over there they were openly coordinating, and it was even in the Israeli news. Now, Trump wasn't in yet when that happened, but he since met with him, endorsed him, and now says he's looking to send him in to Lebanon. And he went on to say in this interview that, oh, they're treating, you know, Israel and Lebanon are doing really great now. That, you know, Israel's really treating them wonderful. Over 50,000 private homes blown up, over 300 churches, dropping Moabs on villages that are large part Christian. And I care about everybody else getting killed there. Lebanon was literally like the French Riviera in the 60s, 50s and 60s until all this got destroyed as a proxy. And it's on record that the Shiites have not been abusing the Christians and have been protecting them, and that it is the Al-Qaeda Sunnis that have been preying on them, just like you see the leader of Al-Qaeda mass murdering Christians in their villages since he got in 2 years ago. He'll always say, stop it, but he has nothing to stop it. And so now Trump's saying send them in to liberate the Christians. That is hilarious. Now, it's possible Trump doesn't even understand the players. He didn't know for 2 years that U.S. troops were still in Syria in his first administration. He got really pissed. And Trump admits he doesn't know much about the military. So everybody thinks he's playing 3D chess. He ain't playing checkers, folks. I'm not trying to give him a pass. That's even worse, he doesn't know. We're publicly talking about it to make sure he does. Or maybe he does. Maybe he does. But yeah, the escalation with Iran out of control. Iran holds most of the cards. The strait closed. Trump trying to deny it's closed. Then sitting in the fleet, it gets attacked. It pulls back. Now they're getting ready. Ground troops, that's confirmed. So we're going to unpack that all with Syrian Girl right now. But I wanted to show her, I'm sure she's already seen it, this clip of Trump saying the leader of Al-Qaeda, that's now the dictator of Syria, they're thinking strongly about sending them in, of course, with Israeli air support, to take over Lebanon. Here it is.
Do you want to see Israeli ground forces withdraw from southern Lebanon?
Well, redeploy is another word. Because, you know, we're getting along very well with Lebanon. Israel's dealing with them very nicely. First time in many, many years. Lebanon has just been beaten up so badly, and they've got Hezbollah there. Southern Syria and from parts of Lebanon, yeah, it would be good to get out, I think. And I think you might see things get a little bit calmer because we have to focus our energy on the big leagues. The big leagues are Iran.
You mentioned when we spoke on the phone during the war that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara may be tasked with dealing with Hezbollah.
He would go in and take care of Hezbollah, and he'd do it in a different way. He wouldn't knock down buildings. I hated to see buildings knocked down.
Are you saying you believe he would be more precise than the Israelis?
I think he'd be more precise, yeah. I think, and I can tell you, I know he'd like to do it.
Does he need the green light from you?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, so I'm going to let her review this guy for you because she knows even more about him than I do. But talk about a brand change. That's all that happened. He changes his name from Abu Muhammad al-Julani when he became the new dictator to Ahmed Hussein al-Shara. And he put away the fatigues and he then put on a fancy Brooks Brothers suit. No, overhead shots on these people, this place. And he's constantly at the White House and these other big events. And this is really a replay of the British in 1918 funding what became Saudi Arabia to carve up the Middle East into all these blocks that were written, they admit, to cause internal division and strife. A permanent destabilization program that was then picked up by the Israelis, creating Hamas to destabilize Gaza and other areas. The Israelis admit that's why they do it. So when we hear about all these wild, crazy Muslims that want to kill us, well, that's because the British, for over 100 years, in their own great game, divide and conquer, have been financing that, overthrowing people like Mossadegh that were pro-West because he was stable, it just goes on and on. This is the plan, and that's why I don't support any of this regime change because he'll just put something worse in. Get rid of Assad, who's an angel compared to this guy, and then they mass murder all these Christians. So that's quite the buildup, and I know you know a lot more about this than I do. Did I get it right? And then walk through this with us and what we're about to see. But I want to make a big noise about this and say to Trump, oh, you say Israel, you can't have Lebanon as a greater Israel. I was like, oh, that's great. And he goes, because we're just going to turn it over to Al-Qaeda. And then after we've ethnically cleansed everybody, well, then Israel, I guess, could just walk in. So there you have, as you've been saying on my show for decades, 15 years, Al-Qaeda does Israel's dirty work. They never attack Israel.
You know who else said they never attack Israel? And by the way, I agree with every single thing you've said. Everything. I mean, I don't even know why I'm here because you're saying it all right. Basically, the former head of Mossad went on Al Jazeera and he said, we have nothing against Al-Qaeda because they never attacked Israel. This was said to Mehdi Hassan. You guys can just look up the interview. And he asked him, well, what about the fact that they attacked your greatest ally, the United States? And, the head of Mossad didn't care. This was an interview about the fact that Israel was supplying medical aid to Al-Qaeda in Syria, as well as weapons to the rebels, including Jabhat al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda. So I find it rich. I mean, I remember when I used to watch your show, in fact, just around the time of the Iraq war, and basically they were telling us that this is a war on terror, you know? And then fast forward 20 years, and now it's the war of terror, I guess. We all knew all along that there was some sort of a relationship that the U.S. had with this Al-Qaeda entity that started in Afghanistan with their dealings with Osama bin Laden. And so it's just a causes belli for these wars. And now it's just completely blatant, completely in your face. They are friends, or Al-Qaeda is their golem, okay? It was in the Hillary Clinton emails. Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. So they kept, though, denying this and claiming that no, in Syria, we have something called the moderate rebels, the so-called, not very religious. They just want to overthrow Assad. They're democratic. They're democratic. That's what we were told. And lo and behold, the leader of the so-called revolution turns out to be the head of Al-Qaeda, who was sent to Syria by Baghdadi, the head of ISIS himself. So all of the, basically all of it was a bunch of lies. And now they've had to sort of put him in a suit because he led the entire movement. So they had to deal with him, right? They couldn't conceal it anymore. The fact that it was an Al-Qaeda revolution, they just decided to put a suit on him. He had like an intermediate period where he was dressed like Zelensky in military style fatigues that were, you know, almost like a business shirt, but in khaki colors. It was funny to compare them. But eventually he puts on a suit, he gets a $70,000 watch, and he built this power by committing suicide bombings and encouraging people. There's videos of him encouraging people to commit suicide attacks and beheadings all over Syria. And that's who they decided was the democratic president of Syria. We haven't had a single election, but we have had massacres, multiple massacres of minority groups like the Alawites, who are kind of like an offshoot of Shia Muslims, but a lot more secular. I know you've said that yourself. And we've had the first moment of a attack on a church inside Damascus. Even throughout 14 years of war, there was never a bombing of a church until this guy Jolani took over in Syria. And that's, you know, that's the least of it. I'm mentioning the least of it. There's also the kidnappings of young women that are going on all over the country. So to send these people into Lebanon is to invite another ethnic cleansing operation, just like we saw last year in Syria. They don't mind that because, again, Israel wouldn't be getting its hands dirty. Their soldiers will be protected. And the Al-Qaeda are doing what they were always meant to do. I mean, the reason why the U.S. supported Al-Qaeda, not just the U.S., Israel too, they supported Al-Qaeda in Syria in the first place was, as we all said, to break up the connection between Iran, Syria, and Lebanon, and by, you know, creating ethnic strife. And this was in the Oded Yunon plan. Israel think tank Oded Yunon, 1982. They talked about using Shias and Sunnis against each other to create a sectarian war, divide and conquer. And as you said, you know, you said the words completely correct. You send in Al-Qaeda, and then Israel comes in afterwards to take the land. That is exactly what happened in Syria. Just as we all predicted, Al-Qaeda comes in and they don't have any tanks or any air defenses. They're basically just chimpanzees. And they go in, they take over, they do their chimp out, and then the Israelis come in and they take the land. And now, like, not, it's not just the Golan Heights that the Israelis control in Syria. It's also now Daraa province. They're building military bases. They're entrenching. They've taken the mountains. They've taken the water. And similarly, similar thing is going to happen if they go into Lebanon. But this was all part of the plan. Like, this was the end goal of 14 years of devastating war in Syria is to put these terrorists in power. And the irony is, here's the irony, sorry, I'm going on a diatribe because I'm angry, but I'm about to find my landing. The irony is they're telling us that Hezbollah are the terrorists, right? They're literally openly working with Al-Qaeda after the beheadings, the suicide bombings, the ethnic cleansing after they took power of minorities. But we're supposed to accept that Hezbollah are the terrorists. Did Hezbollah ever blow up any buildings in the United States? No, right? We were told that was Al-Qaeda.
But let's be clear. Let's be clear. This isn't even debated. The Christians, you know, have been, you know, in general, you know, not trying to be turned over to Islam, but they've lived in peace next to the Shiite, who basically never done anything to them, and they see them as protectors in an alliance. So Israel's gotten mad and said a few years ago, okay, Christians, you will die. And they've been carpet bombing them, and now they're going to send in Al-Qaeda to literally kill them, all because in the past, it was the Shiites protecting them from the groups allied with Al-Qaeda. And the Christians have said, we don't want to be against Israel or anybody, but Israel's not here. We, you know, the Shiites are protecting us. And then now Israel goes, okay, well, that doesn't matter. Now we're going to carpet bomb you. So, and now Trump's going to send aid to the Christians. He's going to send Al-Qaeda to kill them. And then you have Huckabee, whenever the Israelis burn down the final churches and ancient Christian settlements in the West Bank, he says, that's fine, take it all. So Israel's making its move on the Christians right now.
Hezbollah, as you're seeing on your screen, Hezbollah was protecting churches in Lebanon and Syria. And who are they protecting them from? They're protecting them from Al-Qaeda, but they're also protecting them from Israel. Israel has bombed many churches, both in Gaza and in Lebanon. I'm sure you've seen footage of the Israelis destroying statues of Jesus in Lebanon. Listen, it doesn't take a genius to understand that they don't like Jesus. Why? Because they think he's a false Messiah. And so they have some sort of animosity towards Christians too. And they share that with Al-Qaeda, the Israelis. So Hezbollah does actually likes Jesus. They actually like the Christians. And so, Alex, you'll see that there's some article in the Telegraph that was deleted. And the headline said, Christians join forces with Hezbollah against the Epstein regime. And of course, hopefully your producers will be able to bring that up, that headline. And of course, it was very, very quickly deleted. There's been multiple headlines that show that the Christians of Lebanon are actually on side of Hezbollah, particularly the Orthodox Christians. And especially since they have so many churches in South Lebanon that are being bombed. So, you know, the question is, why does the U.S. State Department hate Middle Eastern Christians so much? Because the Golan Heights, which Israel has taken over, used to be 12% Christian. And when the Israelis came into the Syrian territory called the Golan Heights, they ethnically cleansed every last Christian from that land. So do the Christians not matter to the U.S.? I mean, I thought it was a majority Christian country. You have the Republicans claiming to be Christian, but I suppose they don't care about Middle Eastern Christianity because they don't see it as the same as perhaps because it's a different sect. Perhaps because they're not Protestant or Anglican, because they're, you know, Orthodox, that they don't mind seeing them get wiped off the face of the earth, even though they are the oldest Christians that ever were. So I guess I want to, like, land my plane now and just say that it is hilarious to have these very people that are willing to whitewash and work with Al-Qaeda tell us that Hezbollah are the terrorists. I don't believe them anymore.
Well, right. I know this. I'll give Trump the benefit of the doubt that he doesn't understand that the Al-Qaeda is going to kill the Christians. But now he's going to get the message. And if he does send them in there, this is going to be a big deal for the American people, particularly Christians, because the majority of Christians are now getting wise to this. And it's been a big deal that Israel has been blowing up, not just in the West Bank, but in the areas of Gaza, any church they can. Settlers, I mean, if I wanted to demonize Israel, folks, I could show you all day them smashing things of Jesus and Mary and blowing up churches and laughing and putting, you know, lingerie on Jesus and stuff and burning down whole villages. I mean, it's happening constantly. And we just want it to stop. But it's not even everybody in Israel, but it's large factions that are in control that do have this hard on for everybody that say it's all about greater Israel. What did you think when Trump came out 2 days ago and said, get out of Syria and get out of Lebanon, Israel? I thought, wow, he's finally putting some pressure on. J.D. Vance has come out and said Israel's out of control. Trump has said that, but that's rhetoric. But Trump has been refusing to meet with Netanyahu when he tries to come to town. What do you think's going on? Or is Trump just pissed off realizing he got lied to when Israel told him, Netanyahu told him that Iran would fall in 4 days, and now here we are 138 days later. What do you think's really going on, and what do you think about this relationship, and what are off-ramps for Trump in all of this? And then we'll get into Iran, that has absolutely come to a white-hot boiling point.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the time when Trump had a conversation with Erdogan, Turkey's Erdogan, and after the conversation, he decided to pull troops out of Syria. And he made a declaration, we're pulling troops out of Syria. Then Lindsey Graham went insane. And he said that, you know, no, we can't pull out of Syria because of ISIS. Strangely, even though there hadn't been any ISIS attacks against U.S. personnel for a very long time, strangely, within 24 hours, the wife of Kent, the man that you were talking about that resigned, was killed in Syria during a meeting with Kurdish sources, and in a meeting that was a clandestine meeting, like nobody was supposed to know about it, and ISIS was blamed. Lindsey Graham came on TV and he said it was ISIS, and Joe Kent's wife, I don't want to say anything that will offend Joe, because anyway, this is just my noticing the timeline of things. There hadn't been any attacks against U.S. personnel by ISIS in that area of Manbij for years, and that's why Trump was like, all right, just pull out the troops, Turkey will take it from here. And lo and behold, just as Lindsey Graham made the announcement that there was ISIS in there and we can't leave, within that 24 hours, a secret meeting between Joe Kent's wife and some Kurdish sources blew up in a cafe in a very safe, protected area of Manbij. And nothing like that has happened since. Now,
I remember when it happened. Trump ordered it. And then within hours, U.S. troops and operatives, CIA, blown up. Then they said it was ISIS, but it turned out later it was somebody else. Obviously, exactly clear, a false flag.
And they still say it was ISIS. They still claim it was ISIS.
No, but I would imagine Joe Kent understands that.
Well, I don't know the reason behind his resignation, but I suspect he must know something is afoot about this whole administration and like Lindsey Graham's involvement as well. So I think that Trump, unfortunately, is easily swayed. He will change his tune. He wants to pull out of Syria the next day. He can't. I don't think he has as much sway with the Israelis. Unfortunately, I think, you know, there's all these communists that want you to convince you that it is the U.S. that control Israel. That Israel is a part of the U.S. empire. And all of this stuff that doesn't really match reality. Because I don't think the U.S. needs Israel. I don't think they get out of Israel. All they get out of Israel is a bunch of enemies. The truth is that Israel is a rogue state. They do what they want. They don't listen to the Americans. And at the end of the day, they understand, and Netanyahu has said this himself, and Ehud Barak, that they control U.S. Congress, and they control the U.S., and they do so by flooding in billions of dollars and through blackmail. Monica Lewinsky, she was a Mossad agent. The reason why they set up Bill Clinton is because he was going to put this Polak guy, the Israeli spy that was an American citizen.
Pollard,
that's the one, sorry. Yes.
No, it's okay. Stay there. Let's come back. I mean, there's no doubt. And now Israel is bragging that they run Congress, but not enough to get the NDAA passed, not enough to really take control. It's one thing to get what they want and give us money and feed us a bone. Now they want to run the whole show. We'll look at Iran as well when we come back with Syrian Girl. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure to share the live feed now.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there's a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll beat you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This get masterpiece.com. The masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission, you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff and doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This broadcast is financed and funded by you, the viewers and listeners. When you expose corruption by the big corporations, by BlackRock, by the left, the right, everybody, the communist Chinese, the expansionist Zionists, expansionist Islam, I just expose it all. Christian Zionists, I expose it all. You can only be backed by direct sales, because any sponsors we get, and we got a few that are really hardcore and great and don't care about being harassed, but in general, we'd have CNN attack, the Wall Street Journal attack our sponsors, run them off. That's why we sell directly to you high-quality products. And they try to debank us, you know, all that. We've been through hell, but that's okay. To be able to tell the truth, you've got to be ready and, you know, to put up with the major attacks. And we sell you really great products so that those of you that do decide to go get them will go, wow, these are really great, because we want to sell them to you over and over again to have a symbiotic relationship, to get great products that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Have a lot of fun wearing the t-shirts, meet a lot of people out in public. It's all an adventure at thealexjonesstore.com. And I should have announced this, and we're like 2 hours in the show, 2.5 hours in. I haven't plugged this today. We have a new buy one, get one free. We've been doing this throughout the start of the summer. Now we're a month into the summer. And every 3 days, we have another best-selling item that is buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultimate CMOS capsules, and this is super concentrated Irish sea moss that has 93 trace vitamins and minerals and a lot of things they say aren't essential but really are, or that supercharge the regular vitamins and minerals. It's got a lot of those as well. It's got very strong, organically based, delivered sea iodine that's totally clean. It's amazing. Focus, clarity, energy, overall health. We have the strongest sea moss out there, and it's buy one, get one free. Also, we have the NAD. People that don't know what NAD is, look it up. We've got the best, organic, strongest type. It does incredible things in your body and your cells. It's youthful. It energizes you. It's closer to the fountain of youth. 50% off on our ultimate NAD formula. It's not just NAD. It's got a bunch of other great stuff in it as well. We have the new summer apparel that's just launched. A lot of fantastic things. And also some new boxing-style shorts, 1776 heavyweight shorts, with a design I came up with like 20 years ago that everybody else copies now, which I think is cool. It's fine. You see this everywhere. It's just a circle of stars with 1776 in the middle of it. A true classic we brought back. And there's so many other great ones, like Make Orwell Fiction Again. Everybody wanted some muscle shirts or tank tops. We call them wife beaters. We got a bunch of shirts like that now. Rebel Scum, I designed that with the Betsy Ross flag since 1776. A lot of really cool stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. But the shower filters are the highest quality ratings, removes the most garbage. Those are there right now. So important not to breathe that stuff, have it go through your skin. We have the collectible 250th anniversary Jerusalem Cross coins. Those are selling fast. All of that is vital to not just survive, but get enough funds in to expand, finish the new studio, hire more hosts, more crew. I want to be bigger than we ever were at InfoWars before. I don't want to just survive enemy attacks. I want to come back stronger. That is the vision. And I hope you join me in that vision together so that we can build a better world together. But it takes money to do it. So take action now. And I salute those that have supported us and ask them to continue to support and encourage those that have been on the fence. What are you doing? You couldn't be more at the tip of the spear when you share the articles and videos, when you pray for the broadcast, and when you buy the products. I want to thank all those that are in the arena and salute them and encourage those that aren't. What are you thinking? What are you doing? I need your help. This is important. I'm asking you respectfully to do it, to make the decision to step in the arena now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, back to Syrian Girl. People can follow her on X at Partisan Girl and on Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. You also find her other places. I almost feel like hand-wringing here, but I'm not. It's important to stay focused on this. It's important to track that we were right, and we're going to be right about what's about to happen next, 138 days into this. Your breakdown on Iran and this out-of-control black hole that it's become, and you were recently in Iran, showed that most of the women aren't even wearing burqas, beautiful women, out having a great time at the malls and the streets. So much of what we've been told is actually not true. And what the resolve of the Iranians is, and they've closed the strait, then Trump says he's closed it. He says he can open it, but even the Pentagon admits he can't. Israel is calling for a ground invasion now. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump is eyeing a ground invasion. The head of the army basically threatened to resign if Trump did this, and Trump said, you don't have to, you're fired. That was months ago. So this is a serious, serious situation, and I wanted to get your view and also people you're talking to, I know you talked to in the Middle East and Iran, their view on that Syrian girl.
Well, I think, you know, the idea that the Iranian people are going to revolt and overthrow their government is clearly not true. We saw millions of people out for the funeral of their religious leader, Khamenei, and he... And there was several journalists now on the ground right now. There was Sarah from DDG Geopolitics, and Patrick Henningsen, Jackson Hinkle, etc. They're also producing videos, and they're also showing that women, as I did, are not showing their hair. They also, as I did, visited a synagogue. Now, the synagogue that I visited was not bombed. But the synagogues that they are visiting was the one that was bombed by the U.S. And this just goes to show you that a lot of what people are saying about Iran is simply not the truth. They do have a Jewish population there. They're not being harassed. And the people are generally happy. I'm going to release soon, which is some footage that I took in Iran that I have not released yet. showing the Iranian metro system it's pretty modern and very nice. They recently opened a Mother Mary, Mother of Jesus metro station as well. I think some of the people who are there have filmed it. The point is that Iran is a regular country. It's not the axis of evil. It's not this pariah that they're trying to make it look like. And the people there are very intelligent. Iran wins the IQ tests, like top five every single year worldwide. And I see the technology that they are capable of, is including the military technology. They've just decided that they have a moral imperative to try to stop the genocide in Gaza and Lebanon. And so they've launched this war after they themselves were attacked and their leader was killed. So they've closed the Hormuz. There's no way you can open the Hormuz by military force, because putting more guns and more bombs into the Hormuz is not going to make it safe, and it's not going to make those boats insurable. I remember when the Yemenis closed Bab al-Mandeb, and one guy, this guy that appears like as a colonel or something, says, "Oh, so what if they attack one or two vessels?" Well, I said that no, if you attack just a single vessel, nobody's going to want to insure any of those vessels. So that's essentially what's happening. And going to war and sending more bombs into it isn't going to make it safer. The notion of an invasion would be if you want to destroy the United States, that would be what you would do, invade Iran by ground forces. We know the strain that the Iraq war had on the U.S. We know the strain that Afghanistan had on the U.S. Now imagine that scenario, but with drone warfare. You'd have something similar to what the Russians and the Ukrainians are facing right now, only it's with U.S. troops. And, the Israelis in South Lebanon are also facing these drones. And I think, the leader of the Israel to the United Nations complained about the fact that the people of Lebanon were resisting the Israeli invasion with drones. Now, you can imagine why the U.S. would not want to be in this situation. So if they can't do that, what can they do? What they're trying to do is they're trying to bomb Iran's heartland into submission. They're trying to bomb their infrastructure. I think they bombed an oil refinery, water treatment plants. And in the hopes that by doing these bombings, that Iran will relent. And it's just, I don't think that it's clear that they haven't. I thought it was a huge step that they did these negotiations and they signed this MOU. I was surprised that they did that. So, I could be wrong, but I would be surprised if they came back to the negotiating table again after what happened.
The Iranians are saying they're not coming back, and then Trump spins it and says, "Well, I'm not coming back," and increases bombings. But let's be clear. When you target bridges, civilian bridges, when you target water treatment plants, when you target power plants, when you target universities, that's terrorism. That's to terrorize the public. And Trump has said, "I'm going to terrorize you." And it's such a shame because he didn't do this stuff his first administration. But now he's doing it. And I don't think I know that a lot of it has to do with Epstein information. What do you think?
He also bombed the train, like train tracks. So the train infrastructure. I think it has to do with Epstein. I think it has also to do with his familial ties. I keep going back to his relationship with Jared Kushner, who is his favorite daughter's husband, and his relationship, Jared Kushner's very close relationship with Netanyahu. Netanyahu, whenever he would come to the United States, would stay at Jared Kushner's house and sleep in his bed. That's how close they are in their relationship. So I think that Trump has these two things. He has the Epstein files that are hanging over his head. You know, we see the Epstein files, we saw the Epstein emails, but we don't really know what Israel has, because Epstein wouldn't have emailed it to his friends. You know, if he had stored something and sent it to Israel, he wouldn't have done it through email.
And we know the FBI took photos of lockers of hundreds and hundreds of hard drives, hundreds of boxes of DVDs, recordings, VHS tapes going back decades. They said it was houses full of it. So, yeah, where's all that?
Yes, I read in the mainstream media reported this. They said that the FBI have a CD, Young X with X, and that they believe he was running a blackmail operation. So where are those videos? Are they hanging over his head? I mean, if they were released, there would be no blackmail, right? So they have to be hanging over his head in order for the blackmail to succeed. Look, I think one of the things I read in the Epstein emails was that one of the women said she doesn't want to go to Epstein's house because Trump was there. Another thing was Epstein said that Trump was the worst psychopath he'd ever met. Coming from Epstein, that's just crazy. But, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell was using Trump's Mar-a-Lago to recruit young girls. And she actually recruited Gofer, I think her name was. She has recently killed herself. In
Virginia
Dufresne. Where are
you? Virginia Dufresne. Well, I mean, what do you make of J.D. Vance yesterday? I played it yesterday. We might play it again. Of J.D. Vance saying, oh, no, there basically is a cover-up. And, yeah, Epstein was U.S. intelligence and Mossad. I mean, we all know that. But Vance is clearly separating himself from Trump. He also said that the ground troops is a horrible idea. I think that's very healthy and very good. He's the only prominent person now in the administration acting like he's not insane.
It's interesting that he like laid the blame on U.S. intelligence as well. That would probably be the connection between him and I think his name was Barr, Bill Barr.
Yes, his father, who was also CIA and OSS, hired him. Well, I mean, listen, I've always said that.
Yes.
Epstein was above CIA, Mossad, MI6. He was, it turns out he was on the Trilateral Commission. I knew he was on a subcommittee. No, he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller, the founder of it. He was the head Rothschild representative. So he was more powerful than I thought in those 3 million emails, and it was later confirmed.
Yeah.
I don't think he's shifting blame from Israel. It's like the USS Liberty. I interviewed the admirals, the witnesses, all of them, and the crew. He sent the ship there to be sunk, wouldn't give him help, with Israel to blame Egypt and go to war with Egypt and Russia. So it doesn't take away
but
from
Bill
Israel.
Bill Barr was Jewish. He was entitled to Israeli citizenship. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Bill Barr was Mossad as well.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is I think the point you're making is I wonder why he said U.S. intelligence, too. Well, he should have said MI6. And of course, then you have Maxwell, who was also Mossad. So you can always say that's the thing that ties it together. Sure. I think more Mossad Israeli than anything. But I think it's an accurate statement to say he was running airlines out of Ohio set up by Herbert Walker Bush for guns and human trafficking that brought in the first Somalis to the U.S. And he was running CIA operations. So, I mean, Epstein was at the top. I knew he was high level. I know he was at the top. With Lex Wexner,
I have
and the rest
no
of
them. Doubt. But if it is true that he was U.S. intelligence, then and if it's J.D. Vance saying this, then who's responsible? I mean, shouldn't there be some jail time? Because it wasn't like he was raping the children of another country. Like he was raping the children of America. So why then? Is there no consequence if he really truly was U.S. intelligence and worked for the CIA?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Ian Fleming was high level MI6 and OSS. He wrote the James Bond novels. In that, you'll have Russians, you'll have Americans and British who are all really inspector when they meet. So when you look at the top of the CIA, Mossad, MI6, at the top, they're not even, that's just a thing they use. At the top, they're part of the globalist international. So Spectre in the Ian Fleming novels is how it actually, Spectre's real. Like, even in G.I. Joe, they tell you, it's like Cobra Commander wears a mask. Well, why does he wear a mask? Why do his guys wear masks? Because they're in all the other governments. So the Spectre Cobra model is actually based on how this works.
You know, I've heard that as well to say that, oh, well, Epstein was a spy for everyone. Yeah, that may be the case, but where did the money come from for Epstein? It all came from the mega group, a group of Jewish
Lex Wexner. No, this is not apologetics for Israel. Exactly. Israel is at the center of it. But you just went on the Vance thing, and I'm just he would be lacking if he didn't say U.S. intelligence. In fact, he was lacking not saying MI6.
You're absolutely correct. All of these agencies are implicated. Even the KGB was dealing with Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father. That's not even his real name. So, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, in fact, that's how he got into British intelligence, was in Eastern Europe in World War II through the Russians. Yeah, it's all very incestuous, at the top. Do you think Trump has any off ramps to this? What's your prediction? Mine's been, this is going to go on for years probably and continue to devastate the economy and maybe lead into a larger war. I'm worried about Israel staging a false flag. A lot of their leaders have said that they sure want to see a new 9/11. What other points you'd like to make, Syrian girl?
There's a politician here in Australia that referred to Iran's closure of the Hormuz as an economic nuclear bomb. Now, I do believe that the economic ramifications are going to be worse than COVID. And people are already like homeless, starving. You know, basically their savings have been destroyed due to inflation. That's going to get worse. And the question that Americans have to ask themselves is it worth it? I mean, is it worth it because there's a group in Israel that are hell-bent on the apocalypse, and they're bringing in and forcing the U.S. to do their bidding, and now they're trying to merge the Israeli and the U.S. military? Is it worth your children's future, your economic prosperity, your prestige worldwide? And I think most people find that the answer is no. I don't know if there is an off-ramp. I agree with you. I think that this is going to be decades of war, because they did bank on it being 6 weeks. I mean, Trump had a deadline for himself that it was going to be 6 weeks. And that's why he called a timeout and went to the ceasefire. So I do think that this is going to, like, I remember I watched one of our interviews together from, you know, a few months back, where there was an article that said Trump has been told there would be off-ramps along the way. Okay, what are those off-ramps? Like, none of us have been told. I don't really see them. I think that they were hoping maybe the Iranians would just be like, okay, come take our ballistic missiles. Oh, you killed the leader. Okay, come take our ballistic missiles and all of the nuclear bombs. No, that's not how it works. They misjudged the situation, and now the Hormuz is closed. And it's not going to be opened until Israel stops bombing Lebanon, and Israel is not going to stop bombing Lebanon. So what's the off-ramp? The U.S. bases in Jordan are being bombed, in Kuwait, in Bahrain. Trump, did you see recently claimed that he used a nuclear bomb on Iran?
Repeatedly he said that.
Yeah, he repeatedly said it.
I had to use the nukes. I had to use the nukes.
Indeed. Now, like, he says things, but if the president of the United States repeatedly says that he had to use nukes on Iran, I'm going to take that a little bit seriously and question what happened, because I think that the only way they can get into the mountains where these weapons are stored, where the enriched uranium is stored, is through like a nuclear bunker buster.
Sure, but here's the issue. The Iranians could instantly put a device and tell you even what isotope it was, and it would get in the air. And within days, other governments would know above ground testing it is what would be equivalent of had been done. Remember, Trump also said that the U.S. didn't hit the girls' school, even when the Pentagon report says it did over a month ago. So I hear you, and they are trying to push using nukes. They've been trying to legitimize using nukes. So who knows? I don't know why Iran wouldn't report it if a nuke was used, but we'll see. Syrian girl, excellent points. Thanks for staying up late in Australia to join us. Dr. Syrian girl, we should add. She's a chemist. So at Partisan Girl on X, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the ticks, the weaponized ticks, and big developments there, and more coming up next hour. But just in this little end of this segment, in the first little segment, I want to hit this. You know, we showed the International Olympic Committee and the EU Sports Committee saying don't show girls below the waist. Sounds like some kind of Sharia law or something, and that it's raping the women, okay? And it's all just about destroying normal sexual roles, and anything between men and women is bad, but pedophilia is good. We know that. But also, we knew this decades ago, but it came out that the ESG scores through the corporations, through BlackRock, Hollywood, has to show women as the boss, has to show women in male roles, has to show men as stupid, and the new Odyssey film is a complete joke. The woman that thinks she's a man that plays Ulysses in this literally looks like a six-year-old wearing, you know, his dad's military uniform or something. It just absolutely. So I wasn't going to watch it because I know it was politically correct, But I'm going to watch it now because it looks like hilarious comedy. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But that dovetails with all these Supreme Court nominees and other judge nominees and other people that get before Congress won't say what a man or woman is, won't say what X and Y chromosomes are. But now we have the medical school dean saying X and Y chromosomes don't exist. Struggles during congressional hearing when asked who can have babies. Well, a female Homo sapien mammal who is of reproductive years can have babies. That's who gestates in utero a human fetus, a human, that comes together with a sperm and an egg. That's like saying, you know, is the sun yellow? Well, I can't say that. Or is the sky blue? No, I can't say that. And so both men struggle. Dr. Hawgood and another one of these idiots. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Listen to this.
Of course, the vast majority of pregnancies are in women, and I have absolutely no problem with using the word pregnant women. I use it myself.
Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
A transgender person? That's
not a biological woman. Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
I would reiterate, it's ridiculous.
There's a lot more of this, but let's go to a short clip from the Odyssey that's out with Elliot Page, who's like a 5 foot tall woman, a petite woman, who's the most ultimate warrior on earth and is wearing this suit of armor. And I mean, it looks like Marvin the Martian or something. This is like hilarious. Watch this clip. This is hilarious, man. And again, they could have cast like a big woman to play a man. But no, you've got to make it all be a joke. Look at this. Look at this outfit. It's like it's 8 times too big. And here are all these men pulling up. They should have had this girl be the star of 300. Remember that? I mean, look, it looks like an 8-year-old boy. And then the sexy queen is a black lady, which is, isn't even a good looking black woman. Plus, the woman wasn't, Helena Troy wasn't black. And they pick a woman looks like a man to play her.
Gift.
I mean, look at how pathetic this is.
For Athena.
Imagine watching 2 hours of this crap.
Oh my God.
I mean, just absolute dribble to fry your brain. We'll be right back with hour number 4. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. Maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X. At AJN Live and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want to bring down the new world order!
That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com.
Days. days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.